It's that time here in Spain where we have Brett Hansen from Levin's Franks. How are you doing, Brett?
Yes, Howard, I'm good. It's hotting up, isn't it?
It is getting hot. They say it's a week is a long time in politics, and it's a week since we charted again. So anyway, the life is moving. I think the older you go, the life goes faster, doesn't it? It really does. Anyway.
Yeah, it does.
That will ring a bell with the many retired British expatriates who are listening to these discussions. And their pension funds may be their most important financial asset. So let's take a look at what they need to know today. It is a time of change for UK pensions. Can you summarise the pension changes that happened over the past year or two?
Well, Howard, there have been a number of changes to pensions over the last year or two, but for me, the one which will impact British expatriates the most was in last October's budget and affects anyone looking to transfer their UK pension out of the UK. The change relates to an exclusion on qualifying recognised overseas pension schemes, or QROPS. This exclusion was removed in the budget last October and means that, in effect, anyone transferring their UK pension to a pension which is not held in the same country as they are living would incur a 25% overseas transfer charge on the fund transfer. The problem with this, Howard, is that whilst there are QROPS available for Spanish residents, these QROPS are not physically in Spain. In fact, there are no QROPS available for retirees in Europe other than in Malta and Gibraltar. So unless you are a resident in either of these two countries and remain resident there for 5 years, any pension transfers out of the UK to a QROPS since October of last year will be subject to the overseas transfer charge of 25%. This means that for most people, transferring their UK pensions out of the UK is just not going to be advisable.
And what is on the way?
This is a good question, Howard, because this makes the change I've just outlined even more painful for primarily British expatriates. Because from the 6th of April next year, 2027, pension funds will also be taken into account when calculating UK inheritance tax. This, of course, will cause many more estates to rise above the thresholds for when UK inheritance tax becomes payable, and more people are likely to lose part or all of their main home allowance if their pensions tip their total estate above the £1 million mark. I believe it was already being predicted that the number of estates which would pay UK inheritance tax would nearly double over the coming years, what with the continued freeze on the thresholds. With the changes announced by Chancellor Rachel Reeves on pensions, farms and AIM funds, this is likely to increase further. But just sticking to pensions, Howard, I think it's worth pointing out that not only will UK pensions be included within the value of a person's estate for UK inheritance tax from the 6th of April 2027, but when the beneficiaries of these pensions start drawing down an income from these inherited pensions, they will still be liable to income tax at the beneficiary's income tax rates. So for a UK beneficiary, they will potentially see 40% UK inheritance tax paid on the pension fund before inheriting it, and then up to a further 45% tax being paid on any income taken from the remainder of the pension. British expatriates living outside of the UK can potentially avoid this UK inheritance tax on their pension funds if they fulfil certain conditions, which include transferring their pensions out of the UK. But with the 25% transfer charge I referred to earlier, this is not so beneficial.
You mentioned the UK overseas transfers charge now imposed on transfers to QROPS. But Spain also imposes a tax charge, doesn't it?
Yes, so in addition to the 25% overseas transfer charge applying from October of last year, for anyone still wanting to transfer their pension to a QROPS, say to avoid the potential UK inheritance tax being paid by their beneficiaries, would need to do this before they become a tax resident of Spain because of a tax ruling made a few years ago by the Directorate General for Taxes in Spain. This ruling concluded that a pension transfer from a third country, which includes the UK, to a pension scheme in the European Economic Area will be subject to a personal income tax charge on the whole fund value. So, in addition to a 25% transfer charge a Spanish tax resident could also be looking at up to around 50% income tax on transferring a pension from the UK to a European-based CureOps.
So, Brett, what options do people have for their UK pensions these days, if they're living in Spain or perhaps planning to move here?
Well, Howard, for anyone who is thinking about moving to Spain or already living here, there is no doubt that the changes in the UK budget and changes in Spain have made pension and estate planning a subject which was already complex even more complicated. And so I would strongly advise that if any listeners are wanting to review their existing pensions or are currently considering their pension options, are thinking of moving to Spain or already living here, then they should seek specialist advice from a firm who specialises in cross-border tax advice and has a thorough understanding of the implications of Spanish legislation on pensions. And with both UK and Spanish regulations and rules to take into account, there's no doubt using a locally based advisor in Spain, such as Blevins Franks, who can provide this cross-border tax advice as essential.
Is there anything else we should know about UK pensions and pensioned advice these days?
We're also aware of many British expatriates living in Spain who have tried to start taking an income or lump sum from their UK pensions or change funds within their pensions, and they've been told that their pension provider are unable to do this unless they've received advice. The problem here, though, is that the UK pension company cannot accept advice from a UK advisor, as the owner of the pension is living in Europe, but at the same time, the pension company is not able to accept that the individual has received advice from an EU advisor because they're unable to recognise whether such an advisor is regulated in Europe. So you have this situation, Howard, where the UK pension advisor cannot accept the advice from either a UK or European advisor, leaving many UK expatriates in a situation where they're struggling to access or make changes to their pension funds. But the good news is that Blevins Franks does have a solution where, for example, a Spanish tax resident or someone who is going to become a Spanish tax resident can retain a UK pension and receive ongoing advice from us in Spain. And so if any listeners living in Spain are still using a UK-based financial advisor or financial services firm, then I do recommend that they get confirmation from them that they can still legally provide you with regulated advice and services, or if there's limitations to this. For example, do you have to go back to the UK in order to get the advice? And do their indemnity insurance cover you in the case of poor advice? Of course, even if they're able to continue providing advice, is a UK advisor who lives in the UK and will have the majority of their clients in the UK going to have a thorough understanding of the taxation rules and regulations in Spain and keep up to date with changes? The tax rules in Spain are very different to the rules in the UK, and using a UK advisor who has no understanding of the Spanish rules and taxes could provide advice which could end up proving costly. I think it makes sense to use a local advisor who is living and regulated in the country you're in, who has the experience with the situations which arise in Spain, and who will be on hand to help their clients whenever the need arises. And as I mentioned before, Blevins Franks does have a solution for UK nationals who are Spanish residents or going to become Spanish tax residents and can retain a UK pension whilst receiving ongoing advice from us here in Spain.
The expression belts and braces comes to mind. Belt and braces advice and Blevins Franks.
Absolutely.
And finally, the website's the best port of call.
Yes, Howard. If anyone is interested in contacting us or would like to find out more about us and what we do, then they can go to our website, blevinsfranks.com.